Welcome back to another episode of Reality, and you know the vibe. The Love Island Villa is getting heated, so I had to get these two in the studio. It's Tanya and Jordan, everybody.
Yes.
I'm not gonna lie, guys, a lot is going on in the House of Commons. Love Island is a madness right now, but you two are back here in the UK. How's it feel?
Feels good. It feels good to be back, fresh home, you know. It's good. It's good. I'm feeling the love. It's nice. It's
cheeky
nice.
Holiday.
Cheeky holiday.
Yeah.
That's it, man. Sun, you can't go wrong. Sun, women.
Whoo!
It's nice. It's nice.
And Tanyelle, you were in from the beginning.
Yeah, I know. I'm happy to be back. I can't lie. Like, I had my time and I just miss my family so much. So it was good to be home.
But were you gutted to leave though?
No.
Really?
Because I'm a big believer of everything.
Why are you laughing, Jordan? Why are you laughing?
I feel like I'm a strong believer in everything happens for a reason as well.
Yeah.
I feel like I serve my time.
Why are you laughing at me? Why?
No, I'm going to get into this later, but you're here. You're both here because you made a mistake.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Look of regret.
you lot could have been in South Africa still, but I'm not. Listen, it is what it is. But Tanyelle, obviously you went in, you spoke to a few different people, but like, was anyone in there even your type? Because I feel like you did try with a few people, do you know, those Kyle, Spencer and whatever. Like, was anyone in there your type from the beginning? Let's rewind it back to the clock to the first day.
I can't lie, I don't even know what my type is. I'm confused myself.
Oh, stop it. People lie when they say that. When people say, oh, I don't have a type, I think it's a lie. Everyone has a type.
But it's not that, okay. Rough around the edges, really cheeky, puts me in my place, a little bit dominant.
Yeah.
I love all that.
And was that in the villa?
No.
Jordan, why are you laughing? Is she describing you?
Why are you laughing?
Is she describing you?
Do you think I'm describing you? I'm joking. I love you.
Are you getting shy? But
No, what I'm trying to say is that I was actually, like, I go off personality, and his personality is actually really good. Like, I think he's a proper real guy. So I was really unsure, but that's because I am a slow burner. Like, I confuse myself genuinely.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to do was, like, I never wanted to promise him anything because I didn't know how I felt myself.
Yeah.
But
mixed messages.
Because we didn't speak for a bit. I was leaving him and Ellie to it, sort of thing. Like, innit? And we wasn't really speaking that much. So then when we did start talking, I wasn't sure. I was like, well, I would have liked him by now. But then also I was kind of like, but no, his personality is really nice. Do you know what I mean?
But romantically, Jordan, like, who would it have been for you, Ellie or Tanyelle?
It would have been Tanyelle.
Wow.
Yeah, it would have been Tanyelle.
So what's wrong with you? Like, why did you do this? Like,
you're just an idiot.
Do you know what it is? So yeah, we were speaking. Obviously, I don't think things were shown, but we did spend quite a bit of time together.
Yeah.
But it's just like, getting advice from like other islanders, you know, it's just
influenced.
Yeah, it's
advice.
See, in that villa, it's like Chinese whispers, man.
Yeah,
like, I spoke to quite a few people. I'm not too sure if it was shown, but Chinese whispers, man. A lot of Chinese.
So
whispers.
Obviously we saw some of the conversations with Shaq, Tanya, Olivia.
You saw it with Liv, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, do you feel like you were swayed then in your decision making?
Do you know what? I know the girls spend a lot of time together, and like, especially like Tanya and Shaq, those are the two people that I would confide in a lot. So like, they would always ask me like, oh, how's your conversation going with Tanya? I'm like, yeah, obviously she's a slow burner, still getting to know her, whatnot. But then there was this one conversation we had, and like, they just laid it on the table and just was like, yeah, listen, brother, she's not feeling you. She's not feeling
you. And how did that make you feel?
So I was thinking like, rah, it's a bit crazy. Like, we're spending time together.
Why didn't you go and speak to her?
At this time, I didn't get enough time to speak to her because ping!
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Got a text.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like, part of me feels like everything happens for a reason. And yeah, it's a bit crazy.
And obviously, Tanyel, knowing all of this, how do you feel?
Well, as soon as I left the villa, I saw it all. And I spoke to my family. I didn't see the actual whole episode. I haven't seen nothing. But my girls have told me, everyone's DM'd me, telling me about it. So obviously, I was a bit like, are you serious? Mm. Like, I didn't obviously like it. I was disappointed.
What were you disappointed at?
Like, how... Where did this even come from? Why was it your place to even say that? Do you know what I mean?
But did you feel a bit betrayed?
Yeah, 100%. Mm. Also, it's like, you know what is so funny about that villa? Why does no one come and speak to me to my face? Please tell me that, why? Because I don't understand. Like, is it that hard to do? We're living in the same house. Like, yeah. And also, when you're living with someone, I think it's so nice to tell people to their faces, even if it's something they don't want to hear.
Yeah.
At least you can speak it out and then have that respect for each other. Do you get what I'm
saying? Did you feel like you had trust for the people in question? Like the people who were saying that?
Who, Olivia, Shaq and
Tanya? Olivia, Shaq and Tanya, yeah. Like, did you kind of like somewhat trust them before? And do you know what I mean?
I've always said I don't trust no one entirely coming into that villa. I always said that to him as well.
Yeah.
I knew who I trusted in there and who I didn't, to be honest. Mm. And the thing is like, towards the end, I wasn't as close with Olivia. Things were happening. With Shaq, I was really close to him in the beginning, but like we just disagreed a little bit. Tanya and me never had a problem, I can't lie.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in Tanya, but same time, I feel like she wasn't trying to do it to be bad mind. Mm. I feel like she just went along with it.
But was she accurate in what she was saying? Because she said it firm. Like,
yeah, she shouldn't have said that, I can't lie. Because I never, that day we had a conversation, me and Tanya and Shaq.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, just be honest, like you're not feeling it. I was like, no, I've not said that. I was like, I just never gave it a chance. I can't tell you yes or no because I don't know. We haven't actually spoken for a while. Mm. But it's only been the last day or two, if you think about it, we've started to speak again. So how can I give you an answer when I genuinely don't know? We've only just started to talk again. So I made it very clear, like, I actually don't know. I never once said that day to Liv, Shaq or Tanya, no, I'm definitely not interested.
That's all mad.
There was a time where I went to the beach hut. I remember I went into the beach hut and I said, like, I would have felt it by now, but at the same time, his personality is really nice. But at the same time, I was telling people, like, I haven't given it a chance. Mm. And his personality is really nice. Like, I go off personality.
Yeah.
So I didn't say yes, no, none of that. There was a conversation I had with Liv. And she even turned around and said, like, oh, so would you say Jordan's the only person in here for you? And I was like, yeah, kind of. Like, I never said no, defo not interested.
Wow.
I think I was confused myself. I never promised him anything.
Yeah.
But I was just being honest. But I don't think it was anyone's place to go and say that.
Yeah, but some accountability needs to be held for you. Because yeah, no, of course. You were swayed. You could have had your own mind and said, look, I'm going to do what I think. But you made that decision because of what Shaq and Tanya said.
But this is the thing. Shaq and Tanya were the two people that used to confine
in. I get
in,
it.
So going into the villa, like, me and Shaq actually had a good relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, we have many things in common. Mm. And obviously, Tanya, I see Tanya as that little sis.
Yeah.
Those are the two people, and Tom, that I used to confine in. Yeah. So, yeah, like, every day they'd ask me questions, like, so how's it going with, like, you and Ellie? Like, I'd be telling them how I actually feel towards Ellie. Mm. Give it some time, you never know, things might arise. Cool. Same thing about Tanya. But then, yeah, with Tanya, they'll just, like, very direct and, like, yeah, nah, brother, she's not feeling it. I was thinking, wow. Is it? But then, yeah, in that villa, there's like a lot of things happen, man. A lot of things happen. Things change with like, literally a click of a finger.
Yeah.
And I can't lie, if I heard that, if I was him, I would also be like, well, I'm not going to be mugged off by this girl. Do you know what I mean? So I'm not even, but I would think the same. I can't lie, I don't think he'd done anything wrong. Like, I would also, the only thing I would say is obviously for me, I'd go with someone, I'd pick someone who I fancy at least, or have a bit of potential with, than someone that I know is just a friend, because you're on there for that. But if I was him and I heard that, I would also probably do the same thing.
And saying that, like, I knew that Casa was around the corner, so I was sort of like adamant that, yeah, I'm going to hit Casa, then get me, then I can sort of have something romantic with someone. Mm. It was definitely with Ellie, it wasn't romantic. It was very much platonic on my end anyway.
Yeah.
So I was hoping to go to Casa. Like, I had conversations with Ellie, like, listen, Casa's around the corner. Mm. I expect you to come back with someone. Yeah. Like, don't come back empty-handed, because I'm definitely not coming back empty-handed. Mm. But so close, yet so far.
Tanya, how do you feel about Olivia now?
I'm obviously very disappointed and upset, because I feel like I was really good friends to her in there. The thing is, I've said a bit, but I don't want to say too much, just because I want to have that conversation when I see her. Mm. I feel like I owe it to her as well, and I feel like we need to have this conversation.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're not going to be friends.
Yeah.
But I think that's obvious. Come on, if someone spoke about you behind your back,
are you surprised at her actions?
I am. Mm. Don't get me wrong. Towards the very end, I felt, you know, when you feel something, and you're just like, am I stupid for thinking that? Or am I questioning? Like, I was just thinking, like, there was things on my mind, and I was thinking, like, why are you picking at things that I do? Like, why are you even observing things that I do? Because I wouldn't even care what you're doing, whether you're wrong or right. I don't even care. Do you know what I mean? You're my girl. Like, you're my friend. Once you're my friend, like, I'm always sticking by you. So I'm surprised, but I think seeing it is different. Hearing someone talk about you, pull girls for chats and stuff to speak about you quite a few times and stuff. And it's like, are you trying to turn people against me? Like, what are you doing?
What was the one thing that upset you from what she said?
A few things, but one of them was she pulled the girls for a chat straight after the kissing challenge, and she said to them, and Lana again, that, don't you think the kiss was a bit too long? She was trying to basically put into Lana's head that I'm being a bad friend and this, that, right?
Mm.
The funny thing is, like, it never got aired times when Liv would actually encourage me and tell me that me and Ron have something special and try and encourage me.
Shit's crazy.
When I would actually then respond to that and say to Liv and say, I wish we got, like, because we got on so well, I wish that me and him had something, but I genuinely don't fancy him. Like, we're so comfortable, we would have had something by now. We don't, obviously, yeah?
Mm.
So it's like, you're doing one thing, but then on the other hand, you're doing that. And also another thing, what did I do so wrong in the kissing challenge? Please tell me, because I swear you kissed the same guy I kissed. Like, all I did was, I just kissed less guys properly.
Yeah, you know, I can vouch for that still.
Yeah. Wow. Like, she kissed Ron, and Ron even said she bit my lip. Like, so, if anything, their kiss was a bit more intimate, but they obviously show things differently on TV.
Yeah.
It made it look like my kiss with Ron was longer. I actually wasn't. I think my kiss was with Spencer was the longest.
Okay. Do you think she's two-faced?
What do you think?
I'm asking you. I wasn't there.
All I'm saying is you're cheeky. Well, from what everyone can see, I think everyone can see that she's not been as straight as she says she is.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm obviously let down and disappointed. I don't want to give too much of an opinion of what I feel about her right now until I get to hear her out.
Yeah.
And speak to her. But I know, either way, whatever she says, how can it change my mind too much? It's right on TV, do you know what I mean? Like, I saw what she did a few times.
Yeah. And, like, when Zara was on the show last week, me and Zara were kind of talking about whether we feel Olivia is a producer's favourite, you know, because some people on social media are saying that, you know, maybe she's getting a lot of screen time at the moment. Like, how do you lot feel about that?
I don't know if she's the producer's favourite. But obviously, it's quite entertaining. Like, even if you're doing something wrong or right in there,
yeah,
it's good TV. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
What do you think?
Producer's favorite. I can sort of see why people are saying that.
Yeah. Because that's a big topic on TikTok. Yeah, that's what
she's getting
saying.
A lot of scrutiny from what I've seen.
Yeah.
But then it's different because, like, when you're in the villa, like, I'm pretty sure you'd agree with this. I don't feel like there's any main characters.
Really?
Mean, so much is happening in that villa.
Wow.
Like, people.
It changes from day to night.
Literally. Literally.
Yikes.
So, like, watching some of the clips back now, I can sort of see why people are saying that, like, main character.
Yeah.
A lot of scrutiny behind her. But do you know what? Yeah.
Yikes.
Props to her for doing what she's doing. I mean, some people are going to agree with it. Some people are going to disagree.
Mm.
Yeah, it's just, I guess she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, but she seems like a lovely girl, though. Obviously, like, I know you guys have had, like, your spats and whatever. She seems like a cool girl.
When I first met her, I thought she was very cool. Mm. I thought she's very flirty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's very, very
flirty. In what way? Mm.
She's flirtatious.
Okay.
She knows what she likes.
Mm.
And she gives you that look.
Okay.
I feel like...
What does she like?
She likes what she likes, innit?
Okay.
Men.
I hear you.
So, yeah.
So she just likes to flirt, basically.
She likes to flirt.
Likes to flirt.
She's very flirtatious.
Yeah, yeah.
She has
this
particular look that she does, like the boys have clocked it.
Okay. Villa,
she
does
that. And she was doing it quite a bit. Yeah.
Damn. Any regrets from the Villa?
Not at all.
Nah. I know people...
You did it the way you wanted to do it.
Yeah, I did everything I did with my chest, man. Mm. I was just real to myself, and that's how you should be. Mm. Like, I didn't go in there with no game plan, trying to say, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I was literally going with the vibes.
Mm.
You know, I'm not trying to say it was a free holiday, but at the end of the day, I've gone there being myself, and the feedback that I've got, people are saying I carried myself well. And that's something I do
in
day-to-day life.
Yeah. So. I feel like you're a very genuine person in there, can't I?
Yeah. Thank you.
Can I say, Tanya, loved your friendship with Ron, man. So genuine. But in that heart race challenge, wasn't it so that he made your heart race
that
the
is
most?
Bullshit. I'm sorry.
The heart rate challenge, I can't lie.
As a viewer, we're like, okay, why is that? Why was your heart pumping the fastest for Ron?
My heart raced the most for him. Like, come on. Like, I can't lie. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
But you don't believe it if something was in your heart? Like, do you know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't believe that shit. But if it is true, then it's because he frosted his thingy in my face. I had the shock.
Well, you're not having interest in friendship, man. I'm here for it.
He jumped onto my, like, literally, I was like, ah. But I kind of was, like, taken back by it. I was laughing. Like, it was more funny. But I didn't find him the sexiest in that challenge. He was good, though. I'm happy it went to him anyways.
Yeah. Because you lot started off, you were kind of talkingish, then you eventually found out that actually we're just really, really good friends.
Yeah, we got on so well. Like, when we first coupled up, I think it took us like 1 or 2 days and then we started talking about like Lana and Kai instead. And then we realised like we'd actually go to each other for advice.
Mm.
And like, I just feel like he was so genuine and we just got on really well.
Mm.
And it's funny though, because in the Villa, like, people assume that they had something going on, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
I think the public did as well. I think everyone thought.
So obviously
that.
They were very close.
Yeah.
Like, wake up first thing in the morning, see them, kind of close.
Good.
Close.
But you know, that's sometimes that's how it begins. You know, I'm just saying. You know, like, that's how sometimes like a really good, strong relationship begins. You start off being like best friends, and then it develops into whatever.
Mm-hmm. No, never.
Really?
Because the way I saw it was, even for me to be like, you know how I'm like, I'm only comfortable with certain people that I really trust. That, like, he reminded me of like my best friends on the outside world and like family.
Yeah.
So like, I literally would be like, oh my God, like, he's like, do you know what I mean? Like, it was nothing else. Like, honestly.
Yeah. Okay.
I hear it. Cause like,
he saw it in the end.
I saw it. But obviously walking into the Villa, I was thinking, is this like NK between those two? Because they were very
tried to persuade him, like, and get into his head and make him think that it was more. And then only when he had a conversation with Ron, I feel like then he realized, because Ron was literally supporting him to him. He was literally like, I think actually you two would really get on.
Oh,
like,
wow.
A lot goes on in that Villa. It's a lot. Bearing in mind, you're living with these people 24 hours of the day. Like, you look anywhere, there's another islander there.
Wow.
But yeah, obviously me walking into the Villa, I knew that Lana was for Ron was for Lana. But at the same time, looking at Ron and Tanya, like, anyone would think, like, raw, something's going on here. Like, you two are comfortable, though.
You know, do you know why, though? We're in a different environment, where you get closer with people, do you know what I mean? And bear in mind, we're coupled up, we're sharing a bed together. So obviously, we were much closer. But honestly, like, I look after him, like, and we'd just protect each other, like, all the time. But we were always talking about, like, the other people that we fancied and stuff. Like, I'd always be really, like, supportive of him and Lana. And he was the same, like, even with me and Jordan in the end.
To be fair, I did get the confirmation. Like, we had a challenge, like a gladiator challenge, sort of like gladiators. And I was expecting Ron to pick Tanyelle. But, you know, he's spinned the coop and he's gone and picked Lana. Mm. And he's sort of given a bit of chat to Casey.
Mm.
So that's what made me realise that, right, okay, maybe...
Yeah, but he had to. Oh, my God. Imagine if he picked me when he's trying to get her back. I told him, I said, you better go fight for her in that challenge. Like, make it clear that I'm coming to win you back.
Crazy.
If he'd done that, I think that would have been his L.
You see, Ron's a cool guy. Like, me and Ron actually got on very well. Doesn't live too far from me as well. But it's like, I've come in with Casey. So that whole saga between Ron, Lana and Casey, it's a bit difficult, man. It's a bit difficult because, like, I hear Ron, then at the same time, I hit Casey, and I've come in with Casey. Mm. So, yeah.
Was that quite hard to navigate then?
Yeah, definitely. Most definitely. Because, like, at the end of the day, you don't want to see anyone's feelings get hurt. especially Lana, because she's such a lovely girl. But then, like, when Casey was with Lana, you could see the smile on Lana's face. But then you just knew that her heart was with Ron.
Yeah.
But then
yeah.
that hurts Casey, someone I've come in with. Crazy. It's crazy. But, you know, Lana and Ron are back together.
The thing is, I'm rooting for Lana and Ron, and I always have been. But Ron's head likes to turn, you know.
Like, yeah, I'll be real.
360. Yeah.
But you know what I rate, though? Mm. He's done it, not that I rate it, sorry. But he's done that in the beginning when it's better to do it. And like now I feel like they're going to be stable. If he does it now, like any time from when I left or whatever, that would be terrible.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you know what I mean? But where they're quite strong now, I think he's going to stick to that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's worse to start off so good
yeah.
and then do something after, because it's like, what did that whole time not mean anything? Like now they're both sure that they want each other. I hope it just stays like that.
Yeah.
You keep saying, oh, a lot happened that you lot didn't see. Tell us then. So like, was there anyone in there who you thought like maybe had their eyes on you?
I thought Liv had an eye on me, you know.
Really?
Real, yeah.
She did.
I took her out on a date.
Yeah.
So I took Tanya first, Sammy was second, Liv was third. And yeah, I felt like she had her eye on me.
Really?
That's how I feel.
Okay.
I mean, I've got eyes myself, so I can see people.
You can see when people are looking, the eyes. Yeah.
The look. She has this particular look that she does when she's flirting.
Mm-mm.
Like, yeah. Like, that's how I saw her anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
And back to Ellie. So, like, did you not see anything at all? Not even in the beginning? Was it a thing where, like, you were like, all right, let's try and see, and then it just didn't work out? Like, what was it with you
so
two?
At first, I thought, yeah. do you know what? I've come into this experience, so let me be open.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've tried with Ellie, and obviously speaking with the boys, like, every morning for our debrief,
mm-hmm.
They would say to me, you know, give it some time, yeah. spark might come. Like, Tom, because I know Tom was coupled up with her, and then he started doing Tom. he said to me, like, his first week in the villa, like, his head was all over the place. Mm-hmm. He was like, trust me, brother, give it some time. So, obviously, I'm thinking, I'll give it some time with Ellie and see, but... unfortunately, that spark just didn't come.
Yeah.
And I just got to keep it real to myself. Yeah, I could have sort of, like, faked my feelings towards her. Mm. But then she's actually a lovely girl. And she don't deserve that. And I know that her time in the villa was a bit difficult. She coupled up with Ron. Ron weren't really feeling it. She coupled up with Tom. Tom weren't really feeling it. Mm. So I thought, yeah, like, we can give it a chance. We're good friends. And we go Casa and then we start our journey from there.
Yeah.
But...
I still can't believe you made that decision, man. Damn.
I know many people can't, but you know what it is? It is what it is. I did it with my chest, though.
Fair enough, man. You did it. Kai. Let's talk about Kai. Let's just go back to the beginning. You know, what did you like about him in the beginning? And where did it all fall down the drain?
Okay, so when I first saw Kai, he stepped forward and then he complimented my hair.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm gassed now.
If you're
coming like, you're stepping forward, you're confident, you're already like, he's obviously like observing, you know, stuff that I like, that I'm mm-hmm. into, I'm a hairdresser, you know. So I picked him, he seemed very confident. I did like him. I actually did like him in the beginning, but I wasn't sure. Mm. You know what I'm like, takes me a year. And then only when I coupled up with Ron, I then actually realised I fancied Kai. I feel like I had to, you know, when you need to scratch that itch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I was like, Ron says what, really don't fancy you, and he was like, yeah, I don't fancy you either, like Lana. So I was like, great. And then I liked Kai.
Mm.
But I just found that he would just sometimes go around things like, I don't know if he tried to get a reaction out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you think that?
Well, from some of the things I've seen, like,
he just used to do dumb shit. And I think, why are you trying to wind me up? Like, you know, like when a husband and wife just hate each other and yeah. they literally just wanna, you know, go mad. Like, I feel like we would have ended up fighting like cat and dog. Not even joking. Because I found him funny as well, so I couldn't even be angry at him for too long. But he would just keep doing stuff that would piss me off. So I'd be like, why? Like, please, why would you annoy me? Like, putting Sammy right in front of me.
Yeah, crazy.
What else did he do? There was a few things that he done, like, that were just... It just things with, like, to try and, like... I feel like he tried to get me jealous. But instead, it just made me not like him in the end. Like, not fancy him. So, yeah, I just thought, no, that's it. I wouldn't deal with it on the outside world. I'm not going to put up with it here, just because we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, see ya. But we were completely fine after that. We just become like friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing that a lot of people have been saying on social media about you two is that you two were just too real. Is in, if you wanted to, you could have played the game, you know.
Mm.
You could have played it like chess and probably still been in there.
Mm-hmm.
But you were just too real. Do you not feel like that as well? Like, you were quite honest and real of what you wanted, and you didn't want to fake things with people that you didn't want to fake things with.
100%. I mean, I wouldn't do that on the outside world, so why would I do it in there?
Yeah, I agree. And also, you know, when you try and play a game in there, it shows.
Yeah, you like, look clocked,
at what, look
honestly.
At what, like, everyone else is clocked. You can see it from a mile away. Like, you can't fake it in there or not. You actually cannot not be yourself. Like, it will just show through.
So you think it's quite evident when people are playing a game in the Villa?
100%. Yeah, because you can't carry that on for long. You can't, like, I actually have to be myself in there, otherwise I just wouldn't have been happy.
Yeah.
Shows.
Who do we think is playing the game in the Villa right now?
I'm going to be real. I might get scrutiny for saying this, but I think Jessie's playing the game, you know.
Do you think?
I think she's playing.
Listen,
the game.
I said this before.
Jessie, I love you, but I think she's playing a game. Yeah. Obviously, now that I've seen a little thing
what
here and there.
What did you see?
Like her with that cry yesterday, with the recoupling and that.
Mm.
Like, I didn't see no tears.
Please.
Oh my God, you're so funny.
Bro, did you see tears?
Boy, I'm not.
I'm asking you a question. Did you see this?
I didn't see it. No,
what I'm saying it's like
that is actually jokes. I can't even lie.
Hey, take it and go watch it.
No, but I need to watch it properly. But I'm 50-50 with Jay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
To see.
Yeah. Do you know what? Yeah.
Can I just say something? Yeah, the only reason why I'm saying that is because she's been on Love Island before.
That's what I wanted to say. So she knows.
100%. That
and
I've always thought.
Will is a character. Like, when he wakes up till he goes to bed, how he is, how you guys see him is how he actually is.
Yeah.
Obviously, he come in and I think he was on a friendship couple with Lana. Like, no one was picking him. But you can see his personality and his character.
Yeah.
She's come in as a
He's
bombshell
a favorite, though, yeah.
with Aaron. And like she, I don't feel like she's been open to anyone else.
Yeah, she hasn't. Yeah.
No, you're right in that aspect that I do actually agree with that, can't I? And the whole, like, you know, coming from so far away, like, are you... The thing is, she says, like, I would live here, but are you?
Mm. Are you moving into the farm with him?
Mm. Yeah.
Are you moving from Australia?
And boy, I ain't going to move in with someone that's been lipsing other girls.
Boy,
I'm going back to my country, see ya.
I hear it.
Do you know what? I kind of get you on that one because it's like, yeah, she knows he's a fan favourite and she's sticking. Whether he's crying about the cheating he was doing, she's sticking. Because she's listen,
you know
the end
actually,
is close, isn't it? I need my 50K. Okay. I need my PLT deal before I go back to Australia.
Come on.
Let's wait it out.
You know how we'll know? This is how we're going to know if she's playing the game, right? So in the Villa, she would always be the first to say to Lana, like, no, honey, like, I would not accept that if I was you. Like, you deserve better. This is that. Like, very in it. She was very like, no. Like, I will not accept it. If a man wants me, he should only have eyes for me. Like, he's like, it's. She would be like, oh my God, he's even speaking to another girl. Like, that's terrible, right? Mm. Fine, fair enough. That's her opinion, yeah? But if she's cool with this and she's cool with Will after, that will then show she's playing a game. Because for me, I would be hurt enough to...
No, but come on. She's not going to... Like, look at how far they've gotten in the game now. It's a game show.
Yeah, she's going to have to charge
Why
it.
Would
she's
got
it.
To?
She's
going
to have to charge it to the game, that
one. Will show
one.
Then that she's... Like, if you're going to speak like that and be like, oh my God, no, I would not accept that, then for you to then... If she does accept it and she's cool with him straight away, that would be very telling.
Yeah.
Did you expect that from Will?
That's what I was just going to say. I didn't expect it from him. And I feel like because he was crying yesterday, people were like, oh, Will, excuse me?
Do you know what?
Like,
you knew what you
like,
were doing.
No, it's fine. I thought...
Yeah, see, come on, man. That's what I'm saying.
No, but do you know what? I also think that because it's Will, everyone's like, oh, Will... He was having a great time over there.
He was having a great time.
People need to be held accountable.
They need to be held accountable for their actions.
He was fine when his tongue was down someone else's throat.
He lipsed her bare times.
Bare times.
So many, so it's like...
He had to keep going back just to remember that he might just want Jessie. Like, he forgot a couple times.
And it was like, it was almost like the day they were coming back, that's when he was like, oh no, I think I love her. I'm like, are you people crazy? Why is everyone throwing this word around?
I feel like dropping that album in there. I know everything's like close proximity and whatnot, but to be dropping the album like 2 weeks in and all of that is a bit crazy still. And then what is love?
And that leads us, exactly, what is love? What is it? Tell me, what is it?
Mm.
What is love?
Love, yeah.
Is it a feeling?
Tanya's got the answer.
Love is when you respect someone, where like, you prioritize them, you compromise, yeah, for things you wouldn't ever want to necessarily do, for example. Mm. Obviously, not anything that changes who you are. But you have to compromise, you prioritize them, and you respect them completely. So you would never do something that you wouldn't like being done to you.
Yeah.
I think that's love. When you really care for someone and you do anything for them.
Mm.
Not having to kiss someone a few times to remember.
Crazy.
If you got a girl or not.
Shots fired.
Okay, look, this leads us on to Tanya and Shaq and Martin. This love triangle has just been too much for me. Mm. And the reason why it's been too much, because, you know, within the first 2 weeks, Tanya and Shaq said to each other, I love you. Those three words are strong, you know. You don't just say that to anybody.
Strong, you know.
And obviously, Kasser and Moore, we're seeing Tanya within seconds, you know, spending time with Martin. They've even kissed in the bed and whatever, flirting, like she's having it. There's not really much resistance. And it even got to a point, and you know, I'm not trying to give my opinion, but I'm just saying, it even got to a point where some people were like, Martin was chilling and Tanya was proper, like, you know trying to go for it.
I think with Tanya, she's young.
Yeah.
I don't think she's ready.
Yeah.
I think she's living her best life.
She's living her best life.
She is still.
But then you can't be saying I love you to Shaq, man. Shaq's proper.
No. Listen, I feel for him here. I can't lie. Mm. I do. I would be heartbroken. But you know how he reacted to it?
Yeah.
He actually done well. Like, honestly, he just showed he was hurt and he didn't show no anger. Mm. I actually rate for him, like, for how he responded. Like, he was just like, do you know what I mean? He said his bit.
That them three words have been chucked out loosely. I'll be real, it's been chucked out loosely, but I feel like Tanya is living her life.
Yeah,
and part of me feels like they will get back together.
Do you think? I don't think he'll...
Nah, man. Don't piss me off. Don't make me walk out of this studio, please. What?
Feels like they'll get back together, man. I don't know. I see it, man.
Shaq should, like you said, Tanya's living her best life.
Listen,
that is okay. Shaq,
he's been on the daybed. On the daybed, sleeping outside in the wind, in windy South Africa. And then she's come back with another thing.
Yeah.
He's going to get back with her, I don't think.
Nah. And don't forget movie night, when they show the kiss that they had in bed.
Yeah.
But, because I do think he does love her.
I think
he... Not love, Tanyelle.
Not in
it's
love.
It's like...
Yeah, not
deep
in love.
Like, yeah, he
really
likes
her.
He's on her.
Yeah.
I feel like he does respect her, though. Like, I feel like he really did... He looked her.
So what's the deal in the villa like? Like, would you say that Shaq is quite territorial over Tanya?
I would. So there'll be times that I'll be having conversations with Tanya just about things happening, and he'd always come across and pull her away. And she'd say, like, we'll catch up in a bit.
Pull her away?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
You didn't notice her? Mm-mm. I mean, I don't want to say that's his missus, because they're not official, but, you know.
No, well, they're exclusive. And if you're saying I love you, then yes, that's his missus.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
what I've been saying. I said that, what? So you said I love you, but that's not your man? Of course that's your man.
Yeah, but then I think he said that he wanted to save it for outside the villa, like making it official.
Yeah,
I could be wrong in saying
from
it.
Time you've, number one, done exclusive, you've done the deeds, mm-hmm. and you're saying I love you.
This is
basically a relationship. Let's call a spade here.
Yeah.
This is basically a relationship. You can get down on one knee and do whatever, but this is a relationship at this point.
So then does that make you think that Shaq won't sort of try and get Tanya back?
With all due respect, Tanya, I love you, but if Shaq even tries to do that, he doesn't love himself.
Yeah, he doesn't respect himself. I completely agree, I can't lie.
He doesn't respect himself.
I hear it.
What happened? Sorry, I'm like, even though, I'm laughing and whatever, like, when I saw Shaq yesterday, I wanted to cry for him.
Mm.
Because he was on the daybed, he told the girl, I love you, and I don't think Tanya's ready for a relationship right now.
No, she isn't.
She's enjoying herself, she's young, do you know what I mean? So I'm not faulting her, I don't think that, like, she's not, well, yeah, she's in the wrong here, but I'm not faulting her.
Listen,
she's just young, living her life.
At least she done what she wanted and thought was best for her.
Exactly.
But he can't.
But I do feel like, when Tanya was standing there with Martin, it felt like she felt like she made a mistake. I could see it in her eyes. Because she was like, oh no, you never know. Maybe in the future. He was like, nope, it's done. He's sending the P45. Done. Over, done.
But you know that's going to make her want him more now.
I'm telling you, I can see it happening, guys. I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
I don't know.
I know it's a mistake. It's a bit of a mistake, man. If Shaq does that, but
how many weeks have you got left of Love Island though? What, like
two, three maybe?
2-3 weeks.
It feels like ages in there, yeah. It's more intense.
Yeah. Can we talk about Martin though? When Martin was just like, Maya was like, oh, Martin, how you feeling? And Martin was just like, look, I'm just happy to be here.
He's there for the vibe.
He was like, listen, I have to call my visa in the villa. Like, I'm here. He's moving like an illegal immigrant in there. Like, boy, I'm just here in there. I'm cruising.
I'm happy to be here.
So do we feel like Martin actually likes Tanya like that, though?
I don't.
I think it's hard to say.
I think he's a realist. No. He's known her for 2 days. Two, three days. Mm. He's
how
a realist.
Like anyone in there.
Exactly. He's a realist. So he's just like, yeah, I find her attractive. I'm here and I'm enjoying the show. Mm. I'm enjoying the perks. That's the reality. He's not going to probably outright say, oh, yeah, I love you.
And like, he literally said, I'm glad to be here.
That is, yeah. That's how real it gets, man.
But you know what? Yeah, from what you've said, I think what you said is key. What you said about how Shaq is like, all right, territorial around Tanya. Maybe that does show that he's just really sensitive. And obviously, I don't want to use the word love, but maybe it's somewhere near there.
I can't lie.
He falls quickly. Some people fall quickly, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not, like, I don't think he's lying, because I think the argument is that, you know, number one, he's either just lying and trying to play the game and get to the finals. And number two, he's just head over heels. So maybe he actually proper
I think
does.
He likes her a lot. And yeah, also, yeah, that's does. Just like, that's the type of guys I'd be used to, like, who were like, no, you're mine. Can't lie. So I don't see that bad.
I think he likes her more than she likes him.
I think he's more ready for a relationship than she is.
He's older though, isn't he?
Yeah, that's what I think. She's 22 and he's 24.
Yeah,
he's
25. Yeah, maybe he's just a little bit older. He just wants to settle down. I feel for the guy, man. I can't lie.
Well, everything happens for a reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't know how he's going to maneuver his way. Right, can we talk about Casey... Sorry, no, this was the maddest scene from this Castle More Recoupling. Casey sticking with Claudia and obviously leaving out Cynthia. Now, let me be real with you. When I saw Casey and Cynthia, first I was like, not sure, but let it play out. Let it be. Then I'm like, you know, Casey was going in the beach hut saying, yeah, like, I'm liking the way she's making me feel. I'm like, all right then, okay, we're getting somewhere. Like, you know, this is something's going on here.
Yeah.
And then other recoupling, when Claudia walked in, it was like he saw Jesus Christ. Like, his face was so lit up. Mm. And then he couldn't even look at Cynthia in the eye. He was like this. I said, how can someone be so fake? Guys, I'm so sorry. Like, I felt sorry for Cynthia. She was over there crying. Maya Jama even had to ask, are you okay?
I know.
I felt sorry for her because he was proper like, okay, some people are also saying that maybe Cynthia was kind of like putting it on him a bit. But yeah, like, he was having it and back and forth.
He was
saying things like, oh, you make me feel good and whatever. And then when Claudia walks in the room, you're doing Ray Charles. It's like, what's going on?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. With this one, yeah, because they both didn't know each other too well, like,
yeah,
I feel like they were both okay to both go and explore. Do you get what I'm saying?
I get it, yeah. But I could just tell that weren't Casey, man.
Yeah,
100%. Like, from when Claudia walked into the villa.
But why did she? Why did he do it then?
I think he's just having fun with it. I'm gonna be real. I think he's just having fun.
I think he was just having fun. A good time.
Maybe. He's just having fun. Like, that's holiday. That's how you gotta see it.
But I don't think she saw it like that. Nah. She was getting really, really excited.
Yeah.
Who's this, Cynthia?
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe I'm looking at through another lens. Like,
she seemed quite hurt. Bless her.
Yeah. She seemed hurt. Bless her. But at the end of the day, like, it's the nature of the game, man.
Mm.
I'll be real, it's the nature of the game. I definitely feel like Casey was just having fun with it. Someone's going to get hurt. Someone's going to get hurt.
Boy. And then there was Olivia and Kai, obviously coming back with two different people.
Hey, how can Olivia forget Kai's name? That's how you know what I'm
from
saying?
The time she forgot his name, you knew something.
That's mad. I can't lie. There's a mistake. No, that's a mistake.
Who's driving again?
How can she say, oh, what's his name? I forgot his name. What?
Mate, that's when you knew she was ready to do enjoyment.
That's a
she was ready to do enjoyment.
That's a vile.
So look, they both came back with different people, but Olivia, why was Olivia fuming?
This is what I'm saying.
Oh my God.
Why was she fuming?
I can't lie, this was the funniest thing ever. I had to rewind because I didn't understand what was going on. How can you be cussing someone but you have a man on your arm?
That is rage. That's double standard.
And did the man on her arm not think, why are you doing this? Like, we're together. Like, do you know what I mean?
Rage.
Exactly. Like, Could you be any more obvious that you're annoyed that you're that he's got someone? Do you know what I mean?
I think Kaya said that like he's not even trying to beef her. He's just like, you're happy, I'm happy, it's all good.
He dealt with that really well, you know.
He did, but she was just going for it.
She was going for him, like going for him.
She wants a reaction though from him. She wants to like him to show like he cares, but he's just being mature about it. Like I actually rated him for that.
What is the psychology around this then? Because you've got another man in your arm, okay? You are complaining at the man in front of you for being with someone else, but you've got another man in your arm. What is it? But does she want to go back? Like, what is it?
Did you also see
it?
The comment she made about Tom when Tom got with one of the...
Yeah.
It's a thing where...
Does she love drama then?
I think she loves drama, man. I'll be real, she's an actress.
I think she also likes the attention.
Yeah. I don't get that though. You can't be mad. I mean, you've got another fella on your arm. Can't be mad.
Yeah. And Tom obviously stuck with Sammy. And yeah, man, he was doing his own deeds in Casa.
I was
disappointed with him.
Why?
Because I love Tom and Sammy together and he's a good boy. And I feel like he only done that because, you know, like with Tom, I feel like he wanted a lot of reassurance.
Yeah.
Before, when I was in with Sammy, because she doesn't give too much away.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew deep down he really liked her, hence why he picked her. Do you know what I mean? But it's like, you don't need to do stuff like that to have a test. Like, why are you doing that?
I guess people handle things differently. I mean, I don't understand kissing like many multiple girls to know if that's there, but that's just...
Do you have to snog? Just not keep your mouth shut for 2 seconds. Like, but you have to. If you like someone, just like them. Like, you know what it is? It's like people are just trying to protect themselves. So that like, you don't need to do that. You're just going to hurt someone else. You don't have to do that. If you like someone, just like them. If it means you end up standing there alone and there's a possibility of her bringing someone back, let it happen. At least you're being true to yourself. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I knew he only liked Sammy, but you don't have to do that.
Well, like Olivia said, a leopard never changes his spots. Do you agree with that comment?
Crazy comment, though.
She's making them comments because she's got something against him.
I can't lie. I don't know what I'm going for living these days, man. Like, yeah, I'm seeing a different side to her from what I can see.
Yeah.
Like, that dig was made more personal to her than it is to Sammy. Does that make sense? It's more of like a reflection of how she feels.
Oh, yes, because she liked Tom. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, she liked Tom. Otherwise, you wouldn't make that comment.
A leopard never changes its spots.
Ooh, damn.
Crazy.
So what's love life looking like for you two now? Are you like, have you parked love? Are you going to try and pursue it? Are you still, obviously I'm sure your DMs are filled up. Are you going to like, are you still on the lookout for love basically?
I'm so busy at the minute, but I'm still open with everything. Yeah.
But how does it work now? Because obviously you two are now in the public eye. So it's not like, just like, oh, you know, before the show where someone slides into a DM, then you can go, oh, link them or whatever. Like I was saying to you before in the cafe, like, it's a bit different. Like, you have to be a bit tactful because, like, are they trying to use you? Are they trying to, you know, are they going to try? You just don't know. Like,
you know what? Good luck to them if they try and use me. It's going to take me a year to probably fancy them
and
get anything from me. So good luck to them.
Different for me. I need to have my wits about me, to be fair, because you don't know who's being genuine.
Well, one person's being genuine. Zara. Let's talk about Zara, because she came on this show last week and she said that she was interested in you.
Yeah, I mean, I've been speaking with Zara.
I like that.
I've been speaking with Zara.
Via DMs, over the phone?
We've been messaging.
Okay.
WhatsApp. You know, we've got this group chat, but we've been messaging separately outside of this group chat. So me and Zara, we're going to link up soon.
Yeah, and have any plans been made to meet up?
Yeah.
Oh, so you've made plans. So there's something set in stone for... Another time.
Yeah.
So are you taking her on a date?
Basically, yeah.
Wow.
Where are you taking her?
Oh!
Okay, what's your first date? What would you usually do?
We're going to go for a drink. So, today's what, Friday?
Yeah.
Going for a drink tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she's got plans in the evening, so do I. So we're going to do something during the day.
Okay.
You know, just take it from there.
What attracts you to Zara?
So, like, on the outside world, like, her look in itself, that's my type. But like the way how she was carrying herself in the villa, I like that. I like a fiery woman, to be honest with you. Some people look at me like, why do you like a fiery woman? But, you know, someone that can also put me in my place, because I can sometimes get away with bullshit.
So,
like the way she comes across. So now it's to see her in person, obviously, you know, get to know her a little bit more and see where things go.
And just catch the vibe and just
catch the vibe, vibe check, you know.
I think you two will actually really get on.
What makes you
say
that?
I think, like, you know how like we can have a conversation for ages and like, and it's interesting, like with Zara, it's very interesting to speak to. She's got a lot of like she's very detailed when she talks to you. Okay. And I do think she's quite straight.
I think she's mature as well.
She's mature, yeah.
Very mature.
Mature women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, guys, you come I'm in, here you for this. That you actually, you did say that you found her attractive. So
yeah, yeah, no. Nah, so like, even going into the villa, they asked me for my top three, and she was always in there. So obviously, the day that I've gone in there,
oh no.
Like, do you remember you girls asking who've you got your eye on? Mm. Like, we got eye on seven girls, but there's only six girls there. I thought Zara was in the bathroom or something. She'd been sent home the day before, but I wasn't on the wiser.
Damn.
Got done dirty, but I feel like everything happens for a reason. So yeah. I'll link up with Zara. We'll chop it up, and then I guess we'll.
You better take it somewhere nice, you know. Yeah, not man. That random pub around the corner. It better be somewhere pub. Nice.
Bro, come on, man. Come on. Yeah, no, I'll treat her, man. I'll treat her nice.
Good.
Yeah, we'll go somewhere nice.
So, what's this chat about this group chat? Who's in this group chat?
Oh, so in this group chat, there's...
Not me.
Why are you not in there?
Because I didn't give anyone my number.
Why?
I don't...
Don't really want to...
No, it's not that. It's...
She's being bougie about no. it. That's what it is, bro. She's being bougie. She don't want to join a group chat because Spencer's there or like, other people
no,
are there.
No, shut up. Don't oh, say that. No, I can't lie. You have my Instagram. Everyone can talk to me on Instagram. And not just that. I don't use my phone that much. Like, if you see my WhatsApp,
that is the biggest lie.
Stop the cat.
That is the biggest lie. I don't use my phone, really. So how do people call you? No. How do people get in touch?
Listen, anyway.
Check her story.
No, it's not that. Yeah, genuinely, though, I ain't got time for a group chat. My group chat, even with my girls would even say, yeah, I'm the worst at responding. Like, I call and that's it. Like, yeah. I'm so bad with WhatsApping and stuff. I really am.
Yeah.
I'm not chatting shit.
Is it true Aaron left?
Well, I'm in that group chat and I can't see Aaron there. So
Oi!
So the people in the group chat will be myself, Spencer, David, Ellie, Anime, and Harris.
Wow.
Oh, I love Harris.
Join then.
Why don't you get in it?
No, I'm going to see him in person. I like to do things face to face.
Yeah, I think we're organising a London link up because not everyone's from London.
Yeah.
We'll do something in London. Be good to meet the other islanders that I didn't get to meet.
Of course, yeah.
You would love Harris.
Yeah,
he's good vibes.
Is he?
Yeah.
Top man.
Who did you go out with the other day? You were with is it Spencer?
I was with Spencer and David.
Yeah.
Yeah, David's cool vibes. I mean, I really know Spencer. Me and Spencer were close in the villa, but yeah, David's good vibes as well.
Yeah. And what's it like being outside? Like people stopping you and stuff. How does the newfound
really
fame feel?
Honestly, like everyone's been so lovely to me. Mm. Everyone's like, you're such a girl's girl. We love you this time. I'm like, oh, come here, give me a hug. Like, I literally like everyone, like they're so sweet. Doesn't feel weird.
It feels weird for me, I'll be real. It's good. I mean, I'm getting attention going out. People are stopping, asking me, are you Jordan from Love Island? I mean, I'm Jordan, yeah. But yeah, taking pictures. Like when I went Camden with Spencer and David, it's like we had girls stalking us.
What?
Yeah, stalking.
Wow.
And obviously, prior to the show, that wouldn't happen. Like, I'd get noticed.
So when you say stalking, like, I want you to really go in depth. So
oh, he
like,
loves it.
Everywhere you go.
He's like, I've got attention, girls coming my way.
Allow it. What I mean is, say, like, we're here, we walk over there, the girls are behind us, like, to the point that we're like, right, like, are these girls actually following us? And we're like, yeah. Like, someone's got to go tell them, like, if you want a picture, just ask, that's fine. Mm. Or, like, just be a bit respectful.
Yeah.
So it's just a bit of that. But, you know, yeah. It's all good.
Sorry, I want to know, why did Aaron leave this group chat?
I'm going to find out and I'm going to shout you.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you know.
I bet you any money, it's one of them group chats here where everyone's messages are ping, 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 ping. I'm leaving.
Yeah, so that last...
I can't lie, that's another reason. Like, I would have honestly, and I've done this to everyone.
Mute it.
I would have muted, but I would have never gone in and replied.
I hear you.
So honestly, it's just long. I'd rather you call me up and be like, come, we're going here. If you want to come, come. And then there's more of a chance of me actually understanding you. Like, I will not go on WhatsApp.
But yeah, no, I hear her, but yeah, it's like last night, I think I must have woken up to like over 100 messages in that chat from the Casa Amor thing. So yeah, I mean, the group chat is lively, but there's quite a few messages to go.
There's a lot of messages. Yeah. It's a lot to deal with.
Yeah.
Wow. And what's next for you two?
I want to get into presenting, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
You could really do
like,
it.
I feel like I would be so good at it.
I feel like you could do that still. Yeah.
And then you can come on my show.
Yeah.
You could do it.
Yeah, no, I want to get into that, but I'm not, like, I'm open to everything right now, and I'm just seeing how things go. Everything's been so busy since I've, like, come back. But, yeah, I've just been spending a lot of time with my family and friends. What have you been doing?
Yes, a lot of time with my family and friends. It's been busy since I've come out. But one like avenue that I would like to go down is modelling. It's like all my life.
You did it already.
No, that's the thing. All my life, like I've been told you should model, you should model. Haven't actively been looking, but now like I'm actively looking to do so.
Aren't you like a rapper as well, something like that? There's like a video that's going around.
Do you know what? Even with that, that's
oh my god, please rap for me.
That's so
I love it.
That's so funny.
Please rap.
So, that's so funny. I ain't gonna do that. But do you know what's so funny
you
about
to.
It?
You have to. You're here. You have to.
Do you know
to.
What's so funny about that? Well, so like my boys, we were trying to get this video out prior to me actually getting into the villa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just like perfect timing.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Like, I've gone in on the 31st, but I think it's aired. I'm going in on the next day, which is the 1st. So obviously it's been dropped on the 1st as well. It's like people were saying like it's genius marketing, like it's just a coincidence. Mm. It just happened. But it worked in our favour and yeah. For me and my boys and yeah, but yeah, that's something I just picked up in lockdown. You know,
wow.
Lockdown, nothing to do, working from home.
So are you gonna take it seriously, music?
To be fair, one thing I do wanna take seriously is modelling. But you know, I go to the studio with my friends here and there. It's a bit of fun, it's like something I like to do for fun, so might release a couple songs here and there. Like my boys have got
couple
songs.
EPs, mixtapes.
Maybe, man. Like my boys have got stuff in the chamber, so that will be dropping soon. But yeah,
cool. Who's gonna win Love Island Winter 2023?
It's probably gonna be Lana and Ron.
Lana and Ron.
Obviously.
Yeah, Lana and Ron.
Come on, we knew what you're gonna say.
But also, no. Also, I'd be very happy as well for Sammy and Tom to win.
Yeah.
I would, I can't lie. So them two are my top
Tom's
two.
Had a journey though, yes.
Yeah,
Tom's
and he is like, boy. He is busy. Actually a nice person. He's a really nice person. And Sammy's real, man.
Yeah, I like Sammy. She's a lovely girl. She's very genuine. Tom as well. I had a lot in common with Tom. We spent a lot of time together. But yeah, if it's not Lana and Ron, Sammy and Tom.
Cool. We're going to have to wait and see. Thank you so much for joining me on the show. Woo, 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 woo.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.